Very good. Okay, well, let's make a start on the program of racing today from Pakenham, and Dean Lester is with us. So are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nards.
We're heading off to Pakenham tonight. We've got 8 races for decision. The track is given out as a good 4, overcast day with the 8 races. What did you think of the program?
Yeah, I don't mind a few of the races, Nards. We're a long way into this Pakenham night season now, so the track's probably starting to take a bit of wear, but I certainly think there's probably 3 really good betting races, I would say, on the program.
Okay, well, we kick things off race 1. This is a maiden over 2,500, and here we've got the likes of the 3, Carberry Hill at $6.50, Whipstar at $6.50, $2 for Alaskan Honey, and then you're down to Genstar, who's at $5.50.
Yeah, tricky race to start. Alaskan Honey's on a 7-day backup, going from 1,600 to 2,500, but I think with a bit better luck, it may nearly have won last start, and might just have a bit more upside than these and does look a genuine stayer. I think the value in the race here might be Roads of Africa. This horse just sort of grounded out late last starter over the 2,000 metres. I think 2,500 is going to suit. I think it was a value bet in the race and nearly on the program. It might be Roads of Africa at double figure odds. I think it can run well. Number 8, Genstar, was a much better run last start at a price, and 3, Carberry Hill next best. I think 7's the one to beat. I thought 4 was the one that was well over the odds. 7, 4, 8 and 3.
7, 4, 8, 3. The second to 1,200 metre maiden. You can take out runners at 3 and also the 8. We've got odds on number 5, Bonaparte, who's set to resume from a spell. It's at $1.95, Bureaucrat at 9, down to $4.40 for Evening Spice. Matry is an $8 chance.
I'm going to go with Bonaparte. His form last time in was quite good, and he's had 3 recent jump outs in preparation for this. Damien Oliver trialled him recently. I think from a good draw, he'll run well. Evening Spice, a jump out at Sandown was okay in winkers, and then the blinkers were applied and was very sharp at over 700 at Caulfield recently. Missed a start maybe a half length, but really mustered quickly. I think if it paces itself okay, it's certainly the main danger. 6 Bureaucrat scratch from yesterday at Sandown in preference for this race. Didn't mind a jump out that it produced at Cranbourne recently. And 11 Maitrey might be next best. But I thought 5 and 10 were clearly your better options. 5, 10, 6 and 11.
5, 10, 6, 11. The third is a maiden. This will be run over 1,600. You can take out runners 5, 11 and the 15. We've got number 2. Buffalo Bill at $6.50, $4.20 for Dragon Ball, down to Nero Chin Chin at $9. Our $4 favourite for Head Noises, who's only lining up for its second career start. Jenna Beale is at $9. Medieval Miss, who's had the 2 runs back, is at $4.20. So quite a few chances in this race, Dane.
Yeah, and I agree. I think this is probably the most open race or the open maiden of the night. Dragon Ball, I thought, was a good run on debut because it was just off the rail at Cranbourne on a night where you had to be hard on the fence. And I thought battled on pretty well for its first start. To beat number 8, Head Noises, who got a long way back in a slowly run race at Ballarat, made really good ground late, and I think 1,600 metres is going to suit her second up. 9, Jenny Beale, another one that was a victim of that bias at Cranbourne a couple of weeks ago, was very wide on the track in the same race as Dragon Ball. I think can certainly improve. And Buffalo Bill, who 2 runs to date have been at least encouraging. 3, 8, 9 and 2.
3, 8, 9, 2. We go over to race number 4. This is a maiden over 1,400 metres, and here we've got number 1. Absoluna at $2.40, down to $3.30 for Anchorman, and then we're looking at Duns and Roses on the third line of betting at $4.40.
I'm going to go with Absolutna. I thought ran well first up. We were just that little bit fitter for the run. 1,400 metres is ideal, I think, at this stage of its preparation. To beat Anchorman, who I think is ready to win, just thought he might step up to 1,600 metres, but stays at the 1,400 here. 3 runs in have all been pretty encouraging. 10 Duns and Roses, first run for John Sadler. I think it's a query runner, well drawn with a good rider, and maybe number 7 next best, Flying Mr. Davis, who's had a couple of recent jump outs. Was against some pretty experienced horses recently, didn't go too badly, but I think this race drops away fairly quickly, Nards. I think the main chances are principally 1, 5 and perhaps 10. 1, 5, 10, 7.
1 from 5, 10, 7. We're up to the quaddy legs. Race 5 being the first of those, 1,400 metre race, and you can take out the 3. Lizard Island at 4, $8 for Pissarro, down to Extreme Bliss at $2.25, Spiritual Lagers at $5.50 and Fudged at $4.80.
Yeah, I think this is the good favourite of the night, Nards. Extreme Bliss freshened up after a good summer campaign where managed a few wins. trialled recently, or jumped out recently at Mornington last Wednesday week, and I thought went really well, and I just think it's got a bit more upside than most of these. I think she'll win. Lizard Island might be the danger. He's got a big weight, but he ran well first up, and he had plenty of improvement in him. Looking at him that night, will be obviously fitter. Spirit or Lager back to the home track, next best, and 1400 suits well, and 7 fudged next best. But I think Extreme Bliss probably the better of the night. 5, 1, 6, and 7.
5, 1, 6, 7. Race 6 is a 1200 metre fillies and mares race. Take out 2, 4, and also 7. Alexandra Dreaming is a short price favourite, set to resume from a break. It's at $1.60. $5.50 Class of Plenty. $5.50 Scamper. Lady Loft is at $5.50.
Pretty promising horse, Alexandra Dreaming. Won very well on debut, and to the extent that it did start favourite in the Atlantic Jewel back in the spring of last year, a race won by Thrillster, and some really good fillies such as Spanish Whisper and Jana and co came out of that race. It's been put away. He's had quite a break. I thought the recent jump out at Sandown looked pretty good, and it's going to be very hard to beat here. I would want number 6 on my side, though, Lady Loft, with race fitness on her side and going really well for the Julius Sandu stable, and I think is the main danger. 3 Class of Plenty's had 2 runs back, looks a lot more genuine this time in, and can get into the money. And 5 Scamper, who'll be better over further. Recent jump out was okay, but I think Alexandra Dreaming has to be the starting point and the one to beat. Maybe Lady Loft, the insurance for your quaddies. 1, 6, 3, and 5.
So we go 1 from 6, 3, 5. Over 2, race 7. Take out runners 1 and also the 5. We got 2 here at a very similar price. Number 2, Sweet Snitty, who was at $2.90, having had 1 run back. And a horse who's deeper into the prep, Camp View, who's at $2.80. $5 there for McPhee and Moore. And then we're looking at Dow's Winton at $4.60.
I'm going to go with Camp View. I would probably have preferred him to be stepping up in trip, but he's running well, and I think he's going to be very competitive with race fitness on his side. McPhee and Moore was quite a good winner last start, had a freshen up. Jumped out at Mornington last week. Would have liked him to go on just maybe a touch better, but I think from the draw and the grade of this race, he's very well placed and can run well. Sweet Snitty, probably missed a little opportunity at Cranbourne there on that on paces night. Just took a sit and got into an awkward spot. Did a good job to run third. Still has to prove himself to run a strong 1,200 metres, but fitter for that run. And 6, the Crusher, might be next best. But not a race I'm that keen to get involved in. I would want all 4 running for me in the quality. 3, 7, 2, and 6.
3 from 7, 2, 6. And then we go to the final event, race 8. This is a mile 64, and he can take out runners 4, 6, and also the 12. We've got number 1, Lakeside Oval at 3.10, Royal Thunder at 5, down to Notable Choice at 5.50. Ortmed is at 7.50, Grand Wish at 5, and then we're looking at Miss France, who's at $7.
I think probably how the track's playing by the last be significant in the result here, Nards. I think if they're winning, starting to win away from the rail, Lakeside Oval's the one that's probably advantaged over the main rivals, I think, drawn out and racing consistently. 9, Grand Wish. It was a bit disappointing last start. Previous 2 runs were okay. Should get a good run here. Notable Choice, the track pattern really crucial to him from barrier 1. If the inside's starting to chop out, he might be slightly disadvantaged, but I thought he probably should have nearly won at Echuca last start. Perhaps 2, Royal Thunder, who's just going but might be next best. 1, 9, 3 and 2.
So we go 1 from 9, 3 and 2. What's your best, Ruffy Quaddy, and also your play of the night?
My best, Nards, is race 5, number 5, Extreme Bliss. Best value, wasn't my top pick, but double figure odds in race 1, number 4, Roads of Africa. I think that's over the odds. Quaddy, first leg 1, 5, and 6, second leg 1 and 6, third leg 2, 3, 6, and 7, and the last leg 1, 3, and 9. And play of the night, just a parlay 2, 3, all for the win. Race 2, number 5, Bonaparte. Race 3, number 3, Dragon Ball. Race 5, number 5, Extreme Bliss.
Good on you, Dean. We'll talk more tomorrow.
Terrific. Thanks, Nards.
Dean Lester with his look at the meeting from Pakenham tonight. It's now 14 to 11.